Well, I think the issue is the following. When you look at the innovation cycle, normally, you need to have some money that is grant funded. I mean, it's either a private subsidy, which is philanthropy, or a public subsidy, which is, you know, government incentives. Anyway, because some of the money that you need to deploy at the beginning to create a cluster, a social enterprise or entrepreneurship cluster, will be gone. I mean, it will not immediately generate revenues. So in principle, yes. The question is then, how do you structure that? Because of course there is some kind of contradiction. On the one hand, we're saying we want more social entrepreneurship, but at the same time, we're funding it through government. So we're saying we want more private initiative working on social things, and then we fund it through a government vehicle. It could be a contradiction. The question is, how do you structure it? What I've seen, what works in other countries is, for example, that you create an innovation fund. So this money is actually treated, I would say, almost like private sector money. So what you could do is, depending on the volumes that you allocate, you could have part of it earmarked as a basically a grant fund for social innovation, so that certain investments or certain expenditures that need to be made can be done, but there's an applications process. It's not just sort of any way of allocating capital. And you also create a for-profit social innovation fund, where you basically make loans to social enterprises, where you may even take equity positions, not so much because you expect a huge financial return, but you want to introduce this kind of mechanism and in the country. So the short answer to your question is, yes, it can make sense, but it needs to be structured very carefully so that it does not crowd out the underlying incentive, which is a private initiative to solve social issues. But the answer is yes, it can be done.